This is the Commodity Scrap Metal and Recycling Report by our Bentley Roll-Off Trailers and Gondola Trailers, August 22, 2022. U.S. weekly crude steel production rose to 1.742 million tons. Production remains under pressure with a slowing economy and cheaper imports. The U.S. Dollar Index. The U.S. dollar versus other global currencies. When the U.S. dollar index rises, commodity prices in dollars usually falls. It rose to 108.2 near the 20-year high from about 5 weeks ago. The Federal Reserve commented this week that there could be another 0.75 or 0.5 interest rate increase coming in September. WTI crude oil price fell to 90.77 per barrel on recession fears, China shutdowns for COVID, and droughts causing energy shortages in China. The U.S. weekly oil rig count was steady at 601. The slow trend up minimizes capital expense, bringing better shareholder returns. U.S. weekly crude oil production fell to 12.1 million barrels per day. The slow trend up continues, though. Staying slow brings great oil company profits. Scrap steel number one HMS price was steady at $333.32 a gross ton. The slowing economy and cheaper imports are pressuring prices down. Hot rolled coil steel price fell to $40.13 per hundredweight, which is $8.03 per ton. This was on a slowing economy and cheaper imports. Copper price fell to $3.67 a pound on China's economic concerns over their heat wave and drought. The lack of hydroelectrical power has forced factory shutdowns. Aluminum price fell to $1.08 per pound, which is $23.86 a metric ton, near a one-year low. This was on recession fears and Chinese record aluminum production. China July industrial production growth fell to just 3.8% versus last year, which was well below forecast. The slow growth was due to COVID restrictions. China lowered, yes, lowered interest rates last week and just this morning to boost their economy. Philadelphia Federal Reserve August U.S. manufacturing index rose to 6.2 from July's negative 12.3. General activity turned positive, but the new orders index was negative. Employment increased as the price index fell with expectations of future declines. U.S. July retail sales were flat as gasoline sales tumbled 7.7% due to prices going down. July housing starts fell 9.6% to 1.446 million units annualized on higher mortgage rates and higher prices. U.S. weekly jobless claims fell to 250,000 with under 300,000 considered a healthy economy. The four-week move average also fell by 2,750. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 54 points after a huge drop on Friday. The Federal Reserve made it clear, as we said, that interest rates will rise due to inflation. Luggage trucks by Bentley, which were previously huge haul and Hiya luggage trucks, calls for a quote on our load lugger branded hoists. You can also buy or rent a great used lugger truck at Premier Truck and Sales and Rental. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.